This is On Emotional Intelligence Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, How Emotions Are Made and Working with Emotional Intelligence, written by Sam Spencer and Richard Mink, read by John Hayes. This is How Emotions Are Made, a guide on how to understand and improve your emotional intelligence so you can maximize your potential and achieve more. Written by Sam Spencer, read by John Hayes. Chapter 1. What is Emotional Intelligence? The phrase emotional intelligence can actually be traced back to a paper published by Michael Beldock in 1964. However, it became very popular in the United States and elsewhere, especially among management circles, in 1995. In that year, the journalist Daniel Goleman published a book of the same name. The initial public perception of the concept of emotional intelligence is that it is a mix of trait and ability, impacting social leadership or interpersonal relationships. More specifically, it can be broken down into 4 key parts: perceiving emotions, using emotions to our benefit, understanding other people's emotions, and managing our own. Put in these terms, emotional intelligence seems pretty straightforward. However, it has very important components that we need to seriously examine instead of just automatically assume. This is the big danger of emotional intelligence. Since we get along with other people and have some level of experience as far as social interactions are concerned, it's too easy to gloss over the intricacies and fine details of this skill. That's precisely what emotional intelligence is. It is a skill. Some people have higher levels of natural emotional intelligence, especially empathy, but it is still a skill. You need to fine-tune it and polish it for your initial level of emotional intelligence to help you live up to your fullest potential. The key components I mentioned above can actually be broken down into 4 key areas: awareness, understanding, control, and empathy. Emotional awareness. Emotional intelligence, at the very least, enables you to be aware of other people's emotions. This means you are able to correctly identify the range of emotions that they are feeling. This is what makes other people's emotions very tricky, because we're not confronted or faced with black and white situations. When you look at somebody, you can just say that that person's angry. Usually the person has a range of emotions. Maybe you're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?